to Tim Jupp, formerly of Delirious Now, one of the organisers of the Big Church Day Out, not camping himself next weekend in West Sussex, but he will be there. If you want to find out more, find out about tickets, it's bigchurchdayout.com, bigchurchdayout.com. This is the Sunday Breakfast Show with BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. I'm here until 9 o'clock with Alex Goldberg. It's actually Alex's birthday today. Happy birthday, Alex.
Thank you, Emily.
Now, we've been talking a lot about different faith stories that have hit the news this week. This is a faith story that comes around year after year because it's an annual survey. But some quite interesting findings. Anti-Semitic views still widespread, according to a worldwide survey. According to the findings, one in four adults hold anti-Semitic views, although that figure is much lower in the UK than in areas such as the Middle East and North Africa. The Anti-Defamation League survey over 50,000 adults in 102 countries to try to find the extent of anti-Jewish sentiment around the world. They also found out that nearly half the people they asked hadn't heard of the Holocaust. To discuss these findings, we're joined this morning by Rabbi Jonathan Romaine. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
First of all, Rabbi Jonathan, do these findings surprise you?
Yes, they did, because they cover such a wide area, and therefore I think they're a little bit skewed. So, for instance, countries such as Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Yemen scored in the 90%, and therefore that skews what's happening over in the West. And certainly in England, as you say, we're a much, much more tolerant society, which is great. I mean, it's unfortunate that anti-Semitism exists in the first place. There's no real reason for it. Jews are just ordinary people. And, of course, you know, we have, particularly in the West, the lessons of the Holocaust, and it's still the worst genocide ever. 6 million people, one in every three of Jews. And I suppose you could also say it's a problem not just for the victims, for the Jews, but for society at large, because every ism, whether it's anti-Semitism or racism, you know, it's not good for society, and it's the way a society treats its minority is a barometer of the moral health of the country itself.
Well, Jonathan, I'm joined by Alex Goldberg in our studio this morning, the University of Surrey's Jewish chaplain. Alex is looking through the survey.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Hi, fine, thank you.
I'm interested in what you have to say about Western Europe, because we've got statistics here such as 69% of people in Greece harbour anti-Semitic views, 14% in Canada, etc. And they have Jewish populations. I want to know, you're somebody in the public profile, you're a well-known rabbi. Have you ever been a victim of anti-Semitic abuse?
Not really. Very, very occasionally, and frankly more in my childhood, which is sort of 40 or 50 years ago, when there was a sort of perhaps a less tolerant England. I think this country's changed enormously. It's done a lot of work on multi-faith studies, dialogue between the faiths. We've got Anne Frank Day in schools, we've got Holocaust Memorial Day. This country's worked very hard, and I think education obviously is the way forward, and that's why it's worked here. There are other countries, you know, frankly, Africa, Asia, where the Holocaust isn't so relevant, simply because for them that's Europe. They've got other points of reference, such as the Muslim-Hindu struggle, or for them genocide meant the Hutsis and the Tutsis, Hutu and the Tutsis genocide. So it's not surprising that it's a very different picture depending on which part of the globe you look.
You're obviously aware that there is currently a commission on the Holocaust, led by the Prime Minister, but it's an all-party commission. Given the lack of knowledge in the survey of 52,000 respondents around the world, how do you think the UK government and the UK as a country should mark the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz next year?
Well, it should certainly be a public commemoration, and not just because it affected Jews, but because any society that says one group of people are less equal than everybody else is a society in trouble. Because once you attack Jews, people then go on to attack other people. You know, there's that very famous poem, I'm sure you know, by Pastor Niemöller, who was one of the few Christian clerics who opposed the Nazi regime, and he said, you know, first of all they came for the Jews and I did nothing, then they came for the communists, I did nothing, then the trade unionists, I did nothing, and then when they came for me, there was no one left to object. So it's a problem just for the Jewish community, but also for everybody else.
Going back to the survey, this is a regular survey that's done on a worldwide basis. I wonder, do you hope for a time when this survey doesn't have to be done anymore?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, Jews, as I mentioned earlier, are just very ordinary people. They happen to come from a particular tradition. There's no reason for anti-Semitism. It's a legacy of the past. I mean, even the Nazis had to slap a Jewish badge, a yellow Star of David, on Jews so that people would know that they were Jewish, because otherwise they simply didn't stand out. And the reasons for anti-Semitism, well, they vary, partly because of, certainly in Arab lands, it's got confused with anti-Israel, and it's got the political and territorial issues. In the West, I'm afraid one has to say that there's a Christian anti-Semitism legacy, not today when we're in an era of interfaith, but in the past Jews were seen as the villains of a Christian story. Jews were deicides, so that didn't help. Plus, of course, Jews have been minorities in different parts of the world at a time when most people never went 10 miles from their own village, and there was this sort of dislike of the unlike, and anyone who was a little bit different was seen as threatening. So there's a multifaceted reasons for it, but when you actually look at it, actually, why should anti-Semitism exist at all?
Thank you, Rabbi Jonathan. It was interesting what you were saying about the situation in the Middle East. That was flagged up by one of our listeners, John in Bexhill, commenting about that as well and the situation there and perhaps the different reasons for those tensions. For now, Rabbi Jonathan, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Alex?
Yeah, that's interesting, Jonathan, saying what he said. We've seen in the last couple of years anti-Semitic incidents in Britain go down slightly, but that's after a upward trajectory over 10 years. And also in the survey, it seems that more people worldwide have positive views on Israel than negative ones. So look, the Greece thing, we're seeing the rise of a neo-Nazi party called Golden Dawn in the polls. They're polling very well. They've got many representatives in Parliament, and that coincides with the rise in anti-Semitism there. So it seems that a more traditional form of anti-Semitism is also part of these statistics, and yet we have the situation in the Middle East. So it's hard to balance out where this is coming from, but it certainly isn't just the Middle East.
An interesting comment from Rabbi Jonathan about the education done in this country, and perhaps that needs to spread to other countries as well.
We were speaking about that before, the fact that the government has supported the Holocaust Education Trust, successive governments, and I still think today two people from each school or secondary school in this country go on the Holocaust Education Trust trip to Auschwitz and report back. So there's a lot of work done on that. And we heard earlier on the programme a very moving testimony from a Rwandan genocide survivor in Jersey. And I think Jonathan brought that point home. If we don't learn about the Holocaust, or we don't learn about the Rwandan genocide, or what happened in the former Yugoslav republics, which are unfortunately today suffering from floods rather than human catastrophe, then we risk repeating the failures of history.
Alex, stay with us. Alex is going to be rifling through the Sunday papers in just a few moments' time. Before that, let's have some more music. Here's Neil Diamond.